Hello and welcome to Beast Library Podcasting. I am Khofane Majani and today's topic is on information sources. Information can come from virtually anywhere. For example, media, blogs, personal experiences, books, journal and magazine articles, expert opinions, encyclopedias and web pages. The type of information you need will change depending on the questions you are trying to answer. Let us define a few terms under information sources. This topic has two keywords within, which are information and sources. Information refers to data that has been processed in such a way as to be meaningful to the person who receives it. Whereas a source is a place, person, thing from which something comes or is obtainable from. For example, source of water, source of money, or source of strength. And now we can explain what information source is. An information source is anything that might inform a person about something or provide knowledge about it. What are information sources, access, or search tools? These are information finding aids. Access tools are utilities used to locate information such as library catalog, famously known as the OPEC, internet search engines, databases, bibliographies, and library guides. Different access tools are used to find different kinds of information. Information sources may be published periodically as a magazine or newspaper, or may be published only once as a book. Information sources may come in many types of formats, such as in print, in electronic, digital format, or in person as an interview. They may be very scholarly and academic and appeal to a specific audience, or they may be geared more towards the popular culture. Information sources may contain very current information or give historical or in-depth coverage to a topic. They may also be subjective or factual or a mixture of both. And information sources may be a primary source or a secondary source. Let's look at types of information sources. There are three types of sources of information, which are primary, secondary, and tertiary. It is important to understand these types and to know what type is appropriate for your coursework prior to searching for information. Primary sources are original and interpreted information. They are from the time period involved and have not been filtered through interpretation or evaluation. Primary sources are original materials on which other research is based. For example, proceedings of meetings, conferences, interviews, and audio recordings. We also have what we call secondary sources. Secondary sources interpret, they analyze, or summarize primary sources. For example, commentaries, criticisms, journal articles. Depending on the discipline, journal articles can be primary. Textbooks, they can also be considered tertiary. Tertiary sources. Tertiary sources are sources that index, abstract, organize, compile, or digest other sources. Tertiary sources are usually not credited to an author. For example, dictionaries or encyclopedias, which may also be secondary, fact books, Wikipedia, bibliographies, and they may also be secondary, and we have dictionaries, guidebooks, manuals, handbooks, and those too may also be secondary. And we have indexing and abstracting sources. Examples of information sources. The first example of information sources we have are books. Books are great ways to get a good background or overview on a topic, so they are a good place to start your research. They may be electronic or in print or in both formats. Since books can take a lot of time to write and to publish, they are not the best source of very current information. Under books, there are general and reference books. Another example to information sources are periodicals. Periodicals are publications published at regular, predictable short intervals. For example, daily, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or bi-monthly. Periodicals form a very important part of the collection, especially in academic and research libraries. They support both teaching and learning and leisure and recreational reading. Kinds of periodicals found in the BU's library are newspapers. We have magazines, special reports, newsletters, and of paramount importance, we have journals. Journals are a collection of articles usually written by scholars in an academic or professional field. These are available either in print, electronic, or both formats. BU's library subscribes to only electronic journals. Scholarly journals contain extensive research articles, and before these articles are published, they are read and accepted by scholars in the field of study, which is known as peer-reviewed. Electronic or e-journals, as they are commonly known, are like their print counterpart, except that they are accessed electronically, usually through the internet, and unlike library subscription databases, they are normally produced by the publisher themselves. Another example under information sources, we have what we call library subscription databases. These are searchable broad collections of journals or articles that the library has taken out a subscription to. Library databases are organized around subject areas such as engineering, computer science, geology, chemistry, statistics, earthworks, etc. The final example of information sources that we have are World Wide Web. The internet is a vast store of often freely available information. A number of specialist gateways are available to help you find quality websites in the different scientific disciplines. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast.